today's Radio Nibbles, we are celebrating Earth Day with John Lendorf and special guest. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. And
we're happy to have you here this morning. Earth Day is Saturday, I believe.
I believe so, yes.
And just to flash back a little bit, in 1970, I was hitchhiking through New England. Mm-hmm. And I remember being in a room in Vermont and watching these Earth Day festivities on the air. And I thought, oh, this is weird. Where will this go? And it really has been amazing. My guest today is Dana Falk Querrey. She's the co-owner of the Big Red Group, and we're going to talk a little bit about restaurants and regenerative agriculture. Morning, Dana.
Good morning, John. It's great to see you, and thanks for having me.
Dana's the co-owner of the Big Red Group. Remind people what that is.
Yeah, sure. So Big Red F Restaurant Group, it sounds fancy and is a lot of words, but it's really just a group of locally owned and operated Colorado restaurants with one in Missouri. My husband, Dave Querrey, started the company with just a couple restaurants about 30 years ago. We now have 17 and we employ around 850 people.
And this is Jack's Fish House, the West End Tavern.
Centro Mexican Kitchen. Velvet Elk Lounge and the Post and Chicken and Beer.
They're all popular. So.
They're all over.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of things we could talk about. But we want to talk today about a program we've mentioned before, which is Zero Footprint.
Foodprint.
Oh, Zero Footprint. And it's a program to help support regenerative agriculture and keep local food alive.
That's right.
And you're on the board.
I am very, very honored to have been asked to join the board and just joined in March of this year.
Tell us about it.
Sure. Yeah. First, I'd just like to say that there's been a link missing in the Colorado food chain between farms and restaurants and all of it. So I really am excited about Zero Footprint because I feel like it is the missing link in that grain chain. So Zero Footprint is an organization that in 2022, it won the James Beard Humanitarian Award. And it's a group, it's a nonprofit based out of California, but that's really having a big footprint in Colorado with a lot of support from our great governor. And it's a nonprofit that takes restaurants, partners with restaurants to donate 1% of their net sales to Zero Footprint. And then Zero Footprint works with a grant making program called Restore Colorado to then give those funds to local farms to convert to regenerative agriculture.
So it's things like cover crops and building soil and retaining soil
and
going organic and all that.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, John, I'm honestly not an expert on the regenerative side.
No, but this is what the money goes to.
Yes, that's right. And a lot of it has been going to local organic farms, but to convert to regenerative takes significant funding and takes significant money that a lot of local farms don't have. And so regenerative farming really sequesters carbon, and it could be one of the single biggest solutions to the climate crisis. It's essentially farming with nature and creates healthy soil that has a smaller carbon footprint.
It sequesters the carbon. Isn't it 1% is a lot?
Yeah, it is a lot. It's a lot for restaurants. And this is where I think...
I mean, because we've talked before about how challenging it has been, especially over the past 4 years, for restaurants to get by with all sorts of challenges.
That's right.
Why is it important to the restaurants?
I think it's really important. I wanted to add to your point that you're making in this context. You know, restaurants' profit margin, the average profit margin hovers around 4%. So that's 4 cents on every dollar. That's a really low profit margin. And so where I see where restaurants can be that important link in the chain is that restaurants have a great connection to millions of diners, and they're part of our family, really. And so
there's
an
educational component.
And also we can then reach out, and by adding 1% to our check, then we connect the guest with this incredible movement as well to help like private industry trying to help fund a really important, work.
So this is a pilot program right now. So right now, Jack's Fish House
in Boulder is on board, and we hope to bring on board all of our restaurants in the next couple of years, if not sooner.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dana. So John, what's the best thing that you've tasted lately?
The best thing I've tasted lately, I visited K Kenny Lou's Deli, which is part of Button Rock Bakery in Lafayette. It's sort of an under-the-radar group of eateries. And they make an absolutely exceptional Reuben sandwich that is right out of the East Coast and really nicely done. And the nice thing is that then you can go to the bakery and get a cupcake or a croissant or something.
For listeners out there, you can listen to podcast of previous Radio Nibbles at news.kgnu.org.
And our guest today has been Dana Falk Querrey from the Big Red F Group. And I hope you'll come back on Kitchen Table Talk and talk about some of these issues in depth.
I'd love to. Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Join us next week for a lively discussion of restaurant tipping in Boulder.